Mark, end of season, you deserve a rest.
I don't deserve a rest, the boys do. It's nice to finish with a win, a 3-0 win, another clean sheet for the boys. Cemented second, wanted to win the league, but unfortunately that was out of our grasp. So making sure we finish second, I think the performance tonight showed that we wanted to finish on a high and we wanted to make sure the fans were home happy.
How do you look back on the season?
For me personally, very, very frustrating. One that wasn't one that I enjoyed, but a few positives with the European, first time playing in Europe and stuff like that there. So frustrating for myself, but as a team and as a group, I think we've shown at times how good we can be. I think there's a few areas we know we need to be better. And we, like I said, I've said before, we will get there. It's I know obviously in football times, not always on people's side, but I think we will get there. I think we've got a really good group of players. We've got really good staff, and we're only going to get stronger. We've got young players there, and the more they play, the more we get them all involved, they're going to be more experienced. And I think next year, I really truly believe that next year will be our year.
Three rounds in Europe was quite an achievement, but they go out the way you did, and out of the cup in the same week, must have really deflated the squad.
Aye, listen, it wasn't nice at all. I think to be honest with you, I think we deserved to get into a playoff against, I think it was Victor Pleasant, wasn't it? I think we truly deserved to do that. Going out in penalties the way we did is never nice. And again, Pat's here as well. I think two games you look at and you think we should have went through in both, but that's football. That's the game we're involved in, and I think it shows. I think the boys reacted well from that there, that disappointment. We could have easily just filtered off completely in the season, but we didn't. And what we can do is, at that time, we could feel sorry for ourselves, but I think it's something that we'll learn from and we'll come back stronger for next year.
This is a tough year for the club on and off the pitch with Rory's brothers passing. How did that galvanise the squad?
Yeah, massively. Listen, I don't think we spoke about it overly, like too much, to be honest with you, but I think deep down we knew. I think for himself personally, it's been an extremely difficult year. He rolled his sleeves up and put on a strong face, and it's been tough. Like I said, he's not made excuses. He's come out and he's been there all season. He's obviously probably struggled. I've lost someone myself close to me, and it's not easy. It's not a nice time, but unfortunately in football, you have to roll your sleeves up and get on with it. So I think deep down, it's probably a season that he's probably looking forward to finishing up now. And next season, himself, all of us will be ready to go and ready to take this league on.